चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
Linkages between MSP of sugar and FRP of sugarcane is the only way to financial stability of the sugar sector in the coming days, says Mr. Manohar Joshi, MD of Jawahar SSK. In a scenario where the country's sugar production has taken tall heights, this has resulted in a mismatch between prices. The estimated inventory as on 1st October 2019 is taking shape at 147 lakh metric tons, where minimum selling price stands at 3,100 rupees a quintal, in spite of the cost of production in India being 3,600 rupees a quintal and global being 1,900 rupees a quintal. The industry is also strapped with cane arrears of 18,000 crores, where the stock value is estimated to be 45,600 crore rupees, amongst which the stock value of sugar in Maharashtra state accounts to 21,700 crore rupees. Speaking at the Sugar Conference 2020 on Saturday, Mr. Manohar Joshi, Managing Director of Jawahar SSK, gave insights on the financial status of 25 cooperative sugar mills in Maharashtra state in the financial year 2017-18. Here he explained about the expenditure percentage with value addition of cost of cane ex-gate, that is 79.49% with 70.55% value addition, conversion of cost 14.20% with value addition 14.20%, cost of interest and depreciation 6.31% with value addition 15.25%, which totals to 100. While speaking about the income, the percentage of sugar is 93% with value addition 80.85%. Speaking about the byproducts, bagasse at 1,600 rupees per ton with a percentage of 1.60 and value addition 8.25. Molasses at 500 rupees per ton, 5% with value addition 10.50. Press mud at 400 rupees per ton with 0.40% with value addition of 0.40, totaling 200. He added that the sugar production nationwide is increasing, exports have been diminishing and sugar mills are getting financially sick day by day. There is a dire need for remedies that would bring financial stability to the sugar sector in the coming days, where MSP of sugar should be linked to the FRP of sugarcane. The present MSP of 3,100 rupees a quintal should be hiked to 3,600 rupees a quintal. Long-term policy of at least 10 years for value-added products, that is cogeneration and ethanol, and revision, if any, should be upward. MIEQ of 70 lakh metric tons with required production subsidies to be continued for 2019-20 season immediately before the crushing season commences. Buffer stock of 50 lakh metric tons should be maintained for season 2019-20. Necessary amendments should be made in the Essential Commodities Act regarding payment period of FRP in installments and relaxation on interest made on late payments from 15% to 9%. Mr. Joshi shared his suggestions on the state government subsidies that, as per GR dated 30th July 2015, state government has declared interest subsidy at 10% for 4 more years for soft loan 2015. The amount of interest subsidy is not fully paid off for 2017-18. In addition to this, an amount of 2018-19 is also due. Along with that, the interest subsidy for 4 more years for soft loan 2019 on the basis of soft loan 2015 should be granted. Throwing light on central government subsidies, the remedies suggested were buffer stock subsidy for remaining 3 quarters, subsidy of 138.80 rupees per metric ton, and export sugar transport subsidy should be released immediately. The MSE bank period of soft loan 2019 should be extended up to 5 years.